A couple of weeks ago, I had a photo of a lily flower, and it was a close-up photo. And in my commentary, I talked about how my approach has changed over time a little bit, so that when I first started getting into close-up photography, I was so concerned with getting close up that I didn't really take a look at composition and lighting and things like that. This is kind of another example of how I see myself growing as a photographer. I didn't use close-up filters for this. Or wait, no, did I? Maybe I did. I don't remember. Okay, you know what? I think I did. I think it might have been a +4 filter that I used on this. Whatever the case, if I go back and look at previous year's photos of magnolia seeds, which is what you're looking at here. This is a magnolia flower. If I go back and look at previous year's photos I've taken, they're not as well composed. Not that this photo is perfect or ideal or anything, but I in photos in years past, or even like last week, last month, but in the past, I know that I've had times where I'm so caught up in capturing a subject that I forget to pay attention to where that subject sits within the broader context of the entire frame of the image. So I've tried to sort of make amends for that here, or at least illustrate how I've grown here. Clearly, the subject is this magnolia flower, or whatever you call that central part of the flower that has it's kind of withering and dying as the life cycle of this flower continues. And I wanted to capture that, but I also wanted to pay attention to the other things, like this orange leaf on the left, this green leaf on the right, the pockets of light behind the flower in the background. All those I tried to intentionally place within the frame to make not just a pleasing subject, but a pleasing composition. And I hope it worked. I hope you like this. And for me, it's kind of fun to compare this to previous year's photos. And when I say previous years, I mean that, or I say that because you can only get these types of photos at certain times of the year. So every summer, late spring, early summer, these photos might show up in my and on Weekly 50 or in other places where I post photos, because it's the only time of year you can take photos like this. So if I look at photos like this from 2016 or 2015. They're not this well composed, whereas this one I feel like it's not perfect, but it certainly is better from a compositional standpoint. So I had fun taking it, and man, it's kind of, as a side note, it's always fun to go and take pictures of magnolia flowers. They're just the coolest, and if you have any access to magnolia trees where you are, go out and take photos of them around this time of year, because you just get some phenomenal shots.